Last week, the state Supreme Court, in a 4-3 vote, adopted a rule that insulates justices from a demand that they recuse themselves from cases that involve parties who've contributed large sums of money to their election campaigns. This week, the state legislature will take up a bill that encourages candidates for the high court to use public financing to fund their campaigns, thereby preventing even the appearance that they might be beholden to anyone who helped elect them. Governor Jim Doyle says he's ready to sign it.
Well, I think this is a good step forward and something, again, that when I first ran for governor, said I hope we were going to get done and the legislature would never move on it, but I'm glad the new legislature is going to pass this.
But public financing, if it passes, is voluntary, and critics of the current system say it won't solve the problem of justices being perceived as tied to their election contributors. Mike McCabe of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says the taint of money will still remain when justices hear cases where their contributors have a dog in the fight.
It still wouldn't prevent a candidate from going outside the system and taking all the private money, and it wouldn't prevent the outside groups from coming in and spending their own funds. So still you'd have judges who potentially would be sitting on cases involving very, very large financial supporters.
The legislature is expected to take up what's known as the Impartial Justice Bill tomorrow. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public